Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today we have a unique kind of episode. We've been in the past talking about individual Polish things or things that are shocking about Poland. But today I thought it's time to do something a little bit different. You have so many good questions that you leave for me in the comment section. And time-wise, I just don't have time to sit down and type all of these lengthy answers to some of your complex questions. So I thought, why not today do that? Let's spend time just talking about four or five main questions that you have and just get to that. So that's what we're going to do. And I also want to say today, thank you. Thank you to the person or people involved in promoting my YouTube channel. I don't know who you are, but I really appreciate it. Somebody out there put my information on Wikop.pl, which is a huge website here in Poland. And also, more recently, JoeMonster.com. I think everybody who lives in Poland knows JoeMonster.com. Because of JoeMonster.com, I received 527 subscriptions in one day. I could not believe it. And of course, I was the last one to know that my information was on JoeMonster. Some of my friends told me about that. But thank you to whomever you are. Whoever is out there is responsible for that. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. The second question is my favorite question. I've read many comments, probably 12, 13, 14 comments on various pages on the YouTube channel page itself, suggesting that I'm a Jewish guy. I have no idea other than the fact that I'm a little bit dark-skinned why people believe that, but the best comment, I'm not going to say who wrote it because I don't want to make this guy popular or give him attention whatsoever that he doesn't deserve, but this is what was said. I'm a Jewish guy. My family's Jewish. Probably my great-grandparents fled Poland during the war, before the war, and I've come back to Poland to take back buildings or land that is rightfully our family's. Yeah. I don't know what to say about that other than it's completely and totally asinine to say something like that. Not true. I have no Jewish blood whatsoever. I do have Italian blood, German blood, English and French blood, and mixed in there also a little bit of Native American, the Indian of the USA. So I do have that. I think that that's mostly the composition of what is Russell today. So this is the effect of all of these bloodlines mixed together. The third question says, do you ever feel out of place in Poland? Do you ever have times here kind of being different, looking different, that you don't feel very well? And the answer to that question is simple. Not really. What is interesting, though, is to see people kind of guess who I am. No one has ever guessed that I'm an American guy. When they see me walking down the street, they don't say, oh, that guy's from the USA. Typically, I'm Spanish. Very rarely do they say that I'm an Italian. My favorites are that I'm potentially Gypsy, or maybe I'm from Romania, or maybe Turkish. Turkish is the best one. He's got to be a Turkish guy. But more recently, because of the Syrian refugee crisis that really is happening mostly in Germany, people look at me kind of suspiciously now. They look at me thinking, maybe he's a Syrian guy. He's got to be an Arab guy, for sure. So I don't really feel out of place for being who I am, but maybe just the misconception of who I am makes me feel a little bit strange sometimes. So that's a good question. The fourth question is a good one. In America, it's unfortunate, but I think if you live in America, you have heard a Polak joke once or twice. And the question is, for those that know about these jokes, they say, Russell, do your friends ever ask you about the Polak jokes? Are they aware that these Polak jokes exist in the world and in Poland? Are they aware of it? And I'll say that out of 10 people, probably one or two people are aware of these Polak jokes. I've had situations in classes, in group classes, where one of them will raise that question and the others will look at him puzzled, like, what are you talking about, Polish jokes in America? And yeah, it turns out that I have to tell a Polish joke, and I know a few just by memory, and it always turns into the most awkward class ever. Polish people do not appreciate the Polish jokes, obviously. I'm not really sure. I'm 42 years old, growing up in the South, but I know these Polish jokes are more prevalent, I guess, in New York or the Chicago area up into Michigan, but I don't really know why they exist. Why Polish people at one time in America had a reputation of being kind of, I don't know what the right word is, not as intelligent as expected, I'm not sure why these jokes ever originated. I will tell you this, Polish people, they compete well in terms of knowledge here. They know a lot about the world. I feel silly sometimes with my knowledge when I compare my knowledge to theirs because they are very well-rounded. They have knowledge in so many different areas, and I have to say that I've learned a lot from Polish people. I've learned a lot from my students. So the whole Polak joke, it's time for that to die, in my opinion. But generally speaking, Polish people aren't aware of Polish jokes. At least that's been my experience. The fifth question asks, Russell, what do you think about Polish drivers? I think I've counted three or four similar questions on my YouTube page in the last few weeks, and so I guess it's high time to answer that. I thought about making my own video just about Polish drivers, but there's not a whole lot of material. I will tell you this. First of all, in Poland, they start driving at 18, not 15 or 16 like in some American states. So they're a little bit older and more mature. The driving test in Poland is interesting. Now, I really want to be careful with what I say here because in no way am I trying to be derogatory to Polish drivers. It is not uncommon in Poland for someone to take the driving test 2, 3, 4 times until they pass it. The driving test in Poland is really demanding. They demand you be perfect on the practical driving test, at least. And many of my students, many of my teenagers who are doing their matura test, this is like their graduation from high school test, are also at the same time kind of trying to juggle the driving test. And it's not uncommon for them to come in sad and I say, what's wrong? I failed my driving test again. And these are bright people. They are not bad drivers. It's just one little mistake, like forgetting to turn on the headlights. They turn off the headlights, they turn on the headlights again. Just forgetting to turn on the headlights during the test will fail them. Little tiny little things that in the American test would maybe lower your score, but you wouldn't fail, will fail them here. So I think by the time they get past that driving test, they have to be so perfect that they are definitely skilled drivers. But on the road in Poland, Poles are aggressive. Not everybody. I'll give you a great example. Not even a highway, it's just a bigger, larger road with two lanes. If you are in the left lane passing and you're not going fast enough, they will get that close to your bumper, flash the lights like the most impatient drivers in the world, and your heart just starts racing, at least mine does. I look in that rearview mirror, I start sweating immediately, I get back in that right lane. It is, the left lane is for people who pass and pass fast. So every opportunity that they have to pass in that left lane, it seems that they take it here. They hate to drive slowly. You might get the impression that Poles are in a hurry to get from place to place. It's just the way it is here. Compared to the way that Poles drive here in America, it's like slow driving on the road, left lane slightly faster than the right lane. But in Poland, it's like that. And you've got to be ready for that. I think that the only country that can really compete with Poland would be the Germans on the Autobahn, that kind of driving. So there is some aggression on the road, but I think that they're good drivers overall. They're skilled, they know what to do, they know how to park, they know how to maneuver very well. So overall, I'm okay with Polish drivers, not a problem. The sixth and final question today, it's actually a question that I've received often recently too, and it's one that I'm thinking about. They say, Russell, you know, you told us you're an English teacher, you have an English school, you really should think about doing some videos with kind of an English twist, kind of a lesson style lesson, I guess you'd say, on YouTube. And that is a really, really brilliant idea. I would just like to know, first of all, what my people would expect from such a thing. You know, according to YouTube statistics, 62% of my audience out there, and we're at right now at this moment, we're at 2,775 subscribers. 62% of those subscribers are from within Poland. My target audience originally was everybody outside of Poland, but it's kind of turned into this is a channel followed mostly by Polish people. And that's fine, that's wonderful, that's a good surprise. So if that's something that you're interested in, if you would like kind of an English-style channel where you can learn, my idea would be a general subject, a discussion, an opinion on that subject, with phrasal verbs, with idioms, with other kinds of maybe slang terminology and maybe a focus on intonation or pronunciation. That's kind of what I see and an opportunity to kind of think about some issues on that topic. So if you have any ideas, please put them in the comments section concerning this new English channel idea. And let me know, because I would like to customize it and make it really useful for you. There are a lot of teachers doing such things on YouTube right now, and every channel is a bit different, so I would really like to have something that's unique and very useful. So I am open to any of your ideas for that. Thank you for watching the first question and answer episode today. I hope it was fun. If you have any other questions for me, let me know. And I plan to do more episodes on this topic, so go ahead and put them in the comments section as well, and maybe we'll get to that. If you have not decided to be a subscriber yet, and you like this show, and you've watched my episodes, and you want to see more, there's one way to make sure you don't miss it, is to click that button and become a subscriber. So go ahead and do so. It is freezing cold right now in Poland. It was a bit of a blizzard today. So stay warm out there and see you in the next episode. Thank you for watching.